The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at KCNRradio.com. Good morning. Thanks for joining. This is Friday morning, the 17th of July, 7:05 in the morning. News, top of the hour, always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Now, Alex is here. And Alex not only watched the whole Trump speech last night, but you watched it again.
I watched it twice and a lot of commentary.
Yeah. Really?
Now, if you're looking at
it's National Peach Ice Cream Day, by the way.
Ooh,
okay. That's the good news.
Are peaches? Oh, are you saying, like, in other words, peach ice cream. Watched that speech twice. No segue or commentation.
Well,
I want to get to the lighthearted stuff before we get to the heavy stuff.
Okay. All right. So we have a beautiful peach tree that my dad gave to us years ago. And so our peach window, you know, there's a peach window. It's so funny when you talk to others because, of course, you've said before, Carl, and I think there's five different. Thank you, Sue. Great job. Always, you know, always a bright ray of sunshine every day. So anyway, there's five climates, and I've had people when I said, "Oh, my peach window, our peach window is closed," you know, and we have, the peaches are beautiful this year, and there were several of them. And they go, "God, mine haven't even blossomed yet." So I think they were a little bit later this year, but we had an abundance of them. We were traveling back and forth, and this would have been during, you know, Father's Day and the 4th, and we'd come home and there'd be like plopped on the ground a few of them. But, we saved most of them and put up a peach freezer, peach jam, and I actually, for the first time in my life, made 2 peach cobblers. There's some improvement there. I think I told you all it fell to Paladine. Okay. So, peach day, peach ice cream, what else?
National Yellow Pig Day, whatever that
means.
They have a piggy bank as the graphic, so.
National what?
Yellow Pig Day. I have no idea what that's about. But that's all worth mentioning.
We have to look it up, you know, like good old AI or good old internet, like what's a yellow pig? To me, it sounds like it would be some kind of hot dog.
I have no idea.
With a lot of mustard on it or something.
Yeah, they just have a yellow piggy bank.
Graphic. Huh. Okay.
They're scraping for national days, I guess.
Well, I would love to be in that room and make names of what are we doing this, you know, with 365.
Well, yesterday was National I Love a Horse Day. And National Hot Dog Day the other day. National Hamburger Day.
Okay, here's this. Yellow Pig is an unofficial whimsical holiday celebrated every July 17th and honors the number 17.
Oh, it's the 17th. How coincidental.
It was created in the 1960s by Princeton mathematics student Michael Spivak and David Kelly. I don't think it's maybe the David Kelly who, maybe it could be the David Kelly hater of all these wonderful things we watch, writer, director, series, who came up with a mythical yellow pig mascot featuring exactly 17 eyelashes, 17 toes, and 17 teeth.
Wow.
Well, there you go. Now you know. I mean, can you just believe if you had one takeaway for the day?
How could I have lived a full life
without knowing that?
If you want to celebrate Yellow Pig Day, you can participate in a few fun mathematical traditions.
Well, that right there also eliminates you and I.
It sure does. Let me give you a quick weather update. Today's going to be around 98, sunny and hot. And overnight lows 66.
If you look at today and you skip down to next Wednesday or Thursday, is there any change? Really, between today and next week, next Wednesday or Thursday?
Just a few degrees.
Yep, but it's all the same. Sunny and hot.
Well, but everything's under triple digit.
Yeah.
So it's not that kind of hot.
No, but it's still sunny and clear and hot.
It's a doable hot. Like, you can still go out and function throughout the day. And, you know, if you pick your hours, it's not like you have to get, because those super hot days, I'm up at 4:30, so I'm trying to be out with the horse before. When the sun rises on the super hot day and it just comes over the hill, it just automatically it like sucks your energy. So this is still doable weather. Tomorrow 99, Sunday 99, Monday 95, Tuesday 97. So it's a, you know, beautiful.
Well, what if really, 99 really is 101?
Probably some climates it will be, but it still is doable. So there you go with your challenge, Carl. I'm just telling you what the National Weather
and
Service
the thing
says.
I like about your forecast is it's very positive. It's under 100.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not that bad.
No, it's not. But still be careful when you walk your dogs. We saw a couple yesterday or 2 days ago on that very hot day, and they had this little chihuahua, and they were walking it. And I just thought, oh, my God, it's little paws. And you said, well, maybe they're just running from
it
one
was.
Place. But they, even if they're just they went, walking they around
straight,
the block.
Straight up the stairs. Yep, that's true.
You know, you have to think about how hot, and if you were to walk from, I know I could burn my feet just walking to go put water on the fountain, you know, and I feel the brick, you know, has burned my feet, and I get back in the house, man, cinched. Anyway, so there's the weather. Brought to you by our friends in Anderson, the Kinney family. Thank you so much for sponsoring the weather here on KCNR, being such loyal friends, loyal sponsors, and we can't say enough about all the things that they do in our community. A lot of, they're the unsung heroes. Three generations strong, the Kinney family, amazing. Again, we've talked about there's certain people that have been, you know, the corporate doors, the corporate, whatever you want to call it, monster has tapped at the door, and they say, no, we want to do things our way, our model, our community. I'm so proud of people that do that. Because they don't want to change who they are. And, you know, the minute that sometimes corporate comes in and somebody buys it from another area, they do not understand. We hear this several times with bank friends and other companies that do not understand how Redding works. We are a very special community. Proud to have Shasta Gas Propane. That's all I want to say. 365-3793. Thank you for the senior and veteran discounts. 17, did you know that?
I realized that early.
Okay, well, let's just segue right into rabid bats have been found in Tehama County.
Okay.
And they're warning residents to avoid contact with wild animals after two bats recently tested positive for rabies. They were identified in residential areas, prompting reminder that rabies remains a serious and potentially deadly disease if left untreated. It's a viral infection. It attacks the central nervous system and can spread to people and other mammals through bite, scratch, or of an infected animal. However, if you do get bitten by an animal that's got rabies, you could be inoculated. And
wow.
A lot of times, if you've been bitten or scratched by a wild animal, fox, skunk, bats, immediately watch the area and then go to your health care provider for guidance. And quick action after a possible exposure can prevent the disease from developing. And then there's also rabies shots that people can take. They used to be real painful, but that's changed now. They used to give, you know, long needles into the stomach, but that is totally changed now. And it can prevent rabies from happening, because once you have it, it's goes like it says, straight to the nervous system, central nervous system.
Didn't we watch a movie with Glenn Ford, and he had been bitten? He had been bitten by a rabid dog. It's an old Western.
Either he or
the woman he was involved with, and it was just, yeah.
I don't remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I remember Cujo,
hey,
though.
Remember
Cujo?
This is a different thing.
Oh, my God. How can you, the woman gets stuck in a car, and the movie ended differently than the book, by the way.
Oh.
In the book, the little boy died. In the movie, he lived.
Stephen King. Hey,
who's strange. He's a strange individual. That, you know, I mean, he's strange.
Well, I'm sorry, but when you write stuff like that,
you've got to be a little bit off.
Yes,
the kind of
it's
stuff
okay. We need people like that so that we can have movies and books.
It's like, not the low, you know, I mean, and Stephen King has been around, it seems like, for
a long time.
Forever.
Hey, when we come back from this break, I know this is going to, you know, I'm going to do some mind-bending things about, hey, this is what we love about listening in and what radio and what we talk about these national days, because I'm going to talk to you about six ways the number 17 matters.
Okay. But we also want to talk. Last night, President Trump gave a long speech.
17 plus.
And
17 times 5.
And he was talking about our election security. Now, Alex listened to it, and we talked about it a little bit this morning. But there's two sides to this thing. And as Alex is going through it, and we'll discuss a little bit on the fact is, you know, could our elections be tampered with? And with me, from what I take off from looking at USA Today, looking at Fox, looking at, you know, these, the answer is pretty clear. If it could be. So what's the next, but what's the rest of that story? Okay, let's take that break and we'll be right back.
You talk about people that you've never seen. You talk about people you can make me scream. You just talk too much.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go. And come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Carrie Crancy, CEO of the Community Foundation of the North State, and we are so grateful for the partnership of the Redding Rancheria over 20 years and counting.
Hi, I'm Jenna Berry with Raising Shasta. We love partnering with the Rancheria. They've been a huge supporter of us for years in so many ways. You know, they help us with our fundraisers, and especially when we come to planting thin meals.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Goldleaf Nursery is open and has been serving Shasta County growers since 1975 and going strong. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale and drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Goldleaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Our summer sale is on now. 20% off all gallon and 15-gallon shrubs and trees. 25% off all 25-gallon trees. Need fast-growing trees? 3 to 4 feet per year? Drought-tolerant? We have Polyanthemos Silver Dollar and Weeping Willows. Great for screening or fast shade. Don't miss the 20% off sale going on all summer long. Come check out Goldleaf Nursery on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road in Dersh, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Good morning.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
And I thought that alarm, the siren was part of the music coming in.
Okay, now we're going to be giving away things during the show today.
Yes.
And there'll be cool 45 tickets. And they're going to be also to a play called The Blythe Spirit at the Riverview...
Riverfront Playhouse.
Riverfront Playhouse. Okay. Look, do your 17.
It's a Noel Coward play.
I know you're all...
Oh, okay. So six...
We don't have to... Okay.
Six cool ways the number 17 matters. This is a little trivia stuff that, you know, kind of fun. The number 17 is a premium number for those people who really like math and they're math geeks. Because I remember I had two girlfriends that used to do Pi Day. All right, so Pi Day meaning pie, not the kind you eat. It's the number is in the arena of prime numbers, so if you add the first four prime numbers together, the sum is 17. Here's something. The average school bus weighs 17 tons with passengers inside.
Okay.
So if you're driving along and it's summertime and you go, how much do you think that weighs? It's fun. These random words have 17 letters. Interdisciplinary, telecommunication, misinterpretation, commercialization, the atomic number of chlorine is 17.
Oh, my God.
Pebble Beach has a specific road known as the 17-mile drive along the Monterey Peninsula, one of our beautiful, beautiful patches of space and driving ever. However, the exact length of the road is 16.78. We just rounded up. The 17th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution gave the citizens of the United States the right to elect their senators by popular vote. Before the state ratified the amendment, each state's legislator would elect the senators to Congress. The absolute minimum number of starting clues required by the Sudoku puzzle to have a unique solution. How many people do you know that how do you say that?
Sudoku.
I have friends that do that all the time. Okay, finally, the mathematician Carl Friedrich Gauss provided at age 19 that a regular 17-sided polygon could be constructed using only a compass and a straight hedge.
Okay, moving right along.
I know there's people out there right now that are digging that.
Shasta County Register of Voters Clint Curtis has signed a legal agreement stating he will not defend the voter-approved Measure B in California's court challenge against election measure. The stipulation filed as part of a lawsuit brought by Attorney General Bonta and Secretary of State Weber means neither Curtis nor Shasta County will argue in support of Measure B as the case moves forward. Agreement also says the county is taking no position on whether the measure is legal, while the state has agreed not to seek attorney's fees or court costs from the county or Curtis in the proceedings. Okay, and this marks a change from Curtis's earlier statements before the June election, when he publicly indicated he was prepared to implement the measure if voters approved it. Since then, county leaders say Curtis has determined the initiative would be difficult and expensive to carry out. Okay. So, all right, Alex.
Yeah.
I've got all this stuff pulled up here about that speech last night, and it seems real clear the ability to have an impact on the elections that Chinese had the ability, and a couple other nations had the ability to not to have an impact on elections. They had voter rolls. They had access to things. But did President Trump say that they did it? Because in here it says, yes, they had the abilities to do it. Yes, we found 278,000 illegal citizens were on the voter rolls. But
right.
Did he say, come out and say that they changed the votes?
What he said, now, once again, I'm basing this on his speech.
Yeah, on his speech. Right.
And then the documents that were released on the White House website, 58 PDFs were released yesterday that backed up everything he said. So he provided receipts to everything he talked about. He said that 220 million voter records in America were either hacked, stolen, or sold. He used the word sold to the communist Chinese government. Let me get the phone.
Okay.
Oh, wow. And then he could back it up.
He said he was never briefed on any of those, even though they had information on it before the election. And, you know, it would be, I don't know, I think it would be very naive to think that the Russians, the Chinese, and other entities would not want to influence elections.
Rich Gallardo's on the phone. Do you want to take that?
Sure.
All right, Rich, you're on.
Over there.
You're on, buddy.
Morning. Yeah, that news story, Clint Curtis, Measure B, he's not going to defend it. Well, you know what, Carl? Notice there was no quote to that extent from Clint Curtis himself. The news very incorrectly surmised that Clint is not going to defend it. While legally, Clint has no position to defend it. Clint is named in the suit. The county is required by their bond contract to defend the county and any government official. That would be Clint. And so the only way Clint could, and by the way, last year, the county ordered Clint. They ordered him, you will not speak about Measure B lawsuit because the county is going to take no opinion. Oh, and by the way, Clint, we hold your public bond. The same thing is happening right now. That's why you've not heard Clint say there's a major shift in his opinion. It's not happened. The news spun it, and it is incorrect.
But it just says here, has signed a legal agreement stating he will not defend. Is that from another time?
So what I was about to say was the only way Clint could defend is by hiring his own attorney, okay, and representing himself.
Okay.
That's the only way he could do it. Now, Clint knows we have the best attorney in the state, Alexander Haberbusch, who has beat two attempts last year to stop Measure B. We have retained that same attorney to now fight the state. So Clint knows there's really nothing he can or even needs to do because we have the best attorney to fight this fight.
Okay, so, and you all, as you explained last time, were part of the suit because you were in the lead up to it. And that's why you were included, because that I wondered about that. Why were private citizens included in it, and you explain that. So, but then yep. If the county says we're not going to defend this thing, it all comes down to you five then, right?
Comes down to not just us five, the 29,170 people that voted for it.
That's true. Okay.
Yes, sir. Remember, all right, and maybe early next week I'll call back and remind you about the fundraiser. I appreciate the time, Carl.
You bet. Bye. Anyway, going back to President Trump, everything I'm reading here is that did he say specifically that they did interfere with the election?
He made that assertion, yes.
He did say that?
Yeah, he made that assertion.
Okay.
And then he didn't say it out loud, talked around it.
No, he made an inference that they did mess with it. The other thing that was very surprising, and he said directly, he did, let me read it directly, hang on one second, that there was an FBI agent Let's see. There was an FBI agent that set up a shadow government to hide the voting integrity of the 2020 election from the president intentionally. He said that specifically. He also said, made a note of ABC and NBC not airing his speech last night, and he named them specifically as having received money from the CCP to knowingly report false information about the 2020 election. Knowingly.
Ooh.
Yep. Well, this is...
How long did that speak?
He's pushing the SAVE Act, which is you have to show that you're a citizen of the country. You have to show your ID when you're voting. Now, most of the country already agrees that you should show your ID when you're voting. And he wants to cut back on mail-in ballots unless you've proven you're a citizen on that. So, okay, there's a lot more to this. And by Monday, we'll have time to go through everything and... you know, because you listen to the president, and then immediately there's things from the other side that say that, you know, this isn't, you know, it didn't happen, and or they don't say it didn't happen. It goes down to the fact is I kind of want to look at that final line is, did they interfere with our elections? Now, when you have that many, you know, that many unregistered voters, and that's just on the voter rolls they can check. How many, in a lot of states wouldn't let them check the voter rolls. How many non-citizens are on the voter rolls, and they shouldn't be? And
right.
How many of them voted? If they're on the voter rolls, it doesn't mean they voted. But, you know, did you have 300,000, 400,000, a million non-citizens voting in our election? So,
right now we are witnessing Tam and Pat Karch
moving a piano for Piano Angels
from the front, from the back room, and it's a grand piano, and the way that they do it is amazing, and I'd like to know where this piano is going. I'll go right in there.
It's going to Eureka. They're heading over the hill today.
Wow.
Taking it to Eureka. Okay, we got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about Stand Down.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
It's time to settle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munsick to the Event Center stage. Friday, July 24th. Rising fast and bringing his signature sound. Ian brings the west to the rest. Tickets are just $60 plus fees. But they won't last long, so don't wait.
Must be 21 to attend.
Make it a country night to remember. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket.
Dust off those boots.
Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Everybody calls us Alliance.
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community. A special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air. Because everybody calls us. 800-522-642.
Coming soon. Get ready for a fresh new publication created especially for women who love the Western and country lifestyle. Jade West Magazine, launching August 1st with our very first edition. Jade West Magazine will bring inspiring stories, beautiful photography, and fresh content to readers every 2 months. Whether you're a lifelong country girl or simply inspired by the beauty and values of rural living, Jade West celebrates women, traditions, and communities that make the West so special. Discover Western fashion trends, delicious homestyle recipes, country decor inspiration, travel destinations, and ideas for celebrating life's special moments. Meet influential women, rodeo queens, artists, musicians, authors, and local businesses that are shaping today's Western culture. Jade West Magazine celebrates strength, grace, and the spirit of women across the West. Pre-order your print or digital copy today at jadewestmag.com and be among the first to experience our premiere issue on August 1st. Jade West Magazine, for the wild woman.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst, the Windshield Whisperer. Been in the business close to 30 years, been through all those schools, and has now perfected the art of fixing your windshields. That's right, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it and guarantees it for the life of the windshield. Brings it into a climate-controlled area, works his magic on it, and you're out and on the road, and you don't have to worry about that windshield cracking. And, you know, when you're driving down the road, because that one little chip, that chip will be okay, and then it turns into a major crack. And who wants to take a chance with your safety or your family's safety? Get it fixed by a true artisan of windshield repair, and that's Jeff Wurst. For a free inspection and analysis, just bring your vehicle down, car, truck, SUV, RV, the big windshields, down to 3208 South Market Street, or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Locally owned, locally operated, and a veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. And I'm here with Jim Richards.
Good morning.
Pull that down just a little bit. Just pull the whole thing down. There you go.
How's that?
Oh, you're perfect, Jim.
Thank you.
Jim's Marine that served in Vietnam, and a friend of mine is a member of the Shasta Marines that helps put on this Marine Corps ball every year. But he's got a much higher calling than that. As important as all that is, he's the one that puts on this veteran stand down. That's what we're going to talk about today. So take it away, Jim.
Yeah, my name's Jim Richards. I'm from the North Valley Stand Down Veterans Organization here in Shasta County. We're going to hold another stand down this year at the Anderson Fairgrounds on the 15th, 16th, and 17th. We're going to have some providers there. We'll have DMV, Social Security, Child Support, Women's Refuge, and a few of the other government agencies.
Now, what's the background on this, Jim? You know, because we've been you've been doing this, the organization and our community's been doing this for many years.
26.
It's 26 years, and what it is veterans and their families, and that is I really love what it says, what you say. It's a hand up, not a handout.
Exactly. It's all volunteer. Everybody that comes here doesn't make 1 cent. What they get paid by is love and respect, and they get to see people pick themselves up and get motivating just by a hand up. That's all they need sometimes to get through it.
And there's been a lot of success stories out of this.
Oh, that, yeah.
That started them on the road to being able to get back into, you know, quote, society, you know, jobs. And in some cases, some of the ones that have, through this organization, have been helped and have moved on and actually made successes of their lives, they come back and volunteer to help.
That's
the
correct.
Part I like. Yeah.
I had two Marines come up here. They stopped at a gas station, and somebody said there's a veteran stand down, asked if they was part of it. They showed up. They were going to see their mother, who was in the hospital. And they stopped and talked for a few minutes, and then they left, and they came back. The very next day, they helped. And they came back for several years after that. I don't know where they're at now. They're probably employed. But we've had some good things that happen. We've got one guy was an Army officer that got out to become a law enforcement, but they froze it. So he got a little off-key and got a drunk driving ticket. He wanted to go back into the military, and so with a little help, we got that taken care of, and he went back into the military. He showed up for a couple years, and we haven't seen him lately, but just the tap on the shoulder saying, thank you, that's the reward you get.
Yeah. Now, this is going to happen the 15th, 16th, and 17th down at the Anderson at the fairgrounds. Now, they spend the night there, is that right?
Yes.
They'll spend a couple of nights there? A
couple nights. You'll spend the 15th and 16th there. You'll leave on the 17th there. You'll come in. We'll have the VA check you out. And the medical part of it, we've got several things going. We need somebody that knows how to cook, some cooks to help in the mess hall. We also need security, volunteers. We need a lot of people coming in this year. A lot of our people have gotten older and passed away, but they came every year for at least 16 years that I know of it. And
you've got transportation, and it's not just from right here in Redding and Anderson. It comes in from different areas.
Yes, it comes in from Chico, Wairika, different locations around the community. We've got some that even come from Alturas. There, we've had some come up from as far as Sacramento to bring people up. And we've actually had somebody delivered a few years back in an ambulance.
Oh, is that right?
Believe it or not. But that was a strange one. But it all worked out.
So there's clothing. There's, like, you get the Department of Motor Vehicles, DMV, there. Is they gonna? You said that they're there, right?
Yes, they will be there.
That helps with getting licenses back.
License, ID cards.
Yeah.
There to help them go into jobs or whatever they need.
Clothing.
Yes, we got clothing. We've got dental. We've got people even giving haircuts. We got that where we take care of your dogs.
Is there a vet that looks at the dogs?
Well, we had the Anderson Veterinarian Clinic, and they just withdrawed. I guess they sold the place. And we're trying to get the new owners to help us. If not, we're going to have the Haven Humane Society.
Oh, okay.
Is going to come in and help a little bit there. But we take care of their dogs, and if they want, they can go out there and sleep with their dogs alongside of them. And we have a lot of activities that are going there, mainly things to help them, to get them up off their butts and get motivated.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the big thing, is the motivation. We have them serve, some of them, like we have court. I don't know if we're going to have it this year or not. We're dealing with it, but trying to get it back. Where they would work their time off with me there. I, mm-hmm. if they had, let's say, 20 or 30 hours, they couldn't do it all there. We'd get locations and people and businesses that needed help, and they'd work it off. We sign it off, give it to the sheriffs or the clerks at the courthouse, and it helped them.
Sure.
Fantastic. So how, you know, give us like a, I know you guys are, you've done this before, and but give for our, you know, there might be people out there, you know, we call us the civilians, all right, that maybe want to cook or want to help and do some things. Give us a visual of about, like, you know, what's the number of ish of the people that come through that are the veterans we're helping?
Anywhere from 200 on up to like 350.
So that's a sizable.
That's
amount.
A sizable unit. Yes, they come in. We make them set up, and they even help us set up and take care of things. They take over duty, guard duties, and stuff like that. There, there's just a number of things that we have them do.
I tell you what, Jim, we need to take a quick break here. When we come back, we want to talk about the volunteerism and the and feeding, which is a big thing there. And this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry.
Heading over there today. Why? Not to buy. I mean, really, it's because I want to have my rings. want to have my rings looked at. And that's what you can do, too, if you've got actually – your battery's dead. You can go in there, and it's kind of they're so wonderful. They're going to do anything. The only full watch, full service store in Reading, and voted best in the North State. And there's a reason they've been voted best in the North State
four times in a row.
That's right. All your jewelry needs at Four Winds Jewelry,
located at
2225 Hilltop Drive, and that's kind of kitty corner to C.R. Gibbs.
Yep. There you
across the street.
Four Winds Jewelry, been in the business close to 30 years, locally owned, locally operated. And we'll be right back.
I couldn't sleep at all last night. Just thinking of you.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Get ready to laugh until it hurts. The legendary Gary Owen is bringing his unfiltered, unscripted, and wildly hilarious No Hard Feelings Tour to the Wind River Event Center Sunday, August 30th. Voted one of the most in-demand touring comedians in the country. This event is sure to make you laugh from the start. Tickets start at just $60 plus fee. For all the details or to snag your ticket, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Shasta County. Tired of filtered news? Welcome to Shasta Unfiltered,
your trusted online newspaper for the North State. Straight facts on Reading politics, city council moves, local events, and the national stories that actually hit your wallet, like federal funding changes and job trends right here at home. No agenda, no paid spin disguised as news. Just honest reporting and the stories you need. Visit ShastaUnfiltered.com. Your community reported right.
At Reading Heating and Air, we don't just promise fast service. We put our money where our mouth is. How does $500 in cold, hard cash sound?
Whoa, $500? Kelvin, are we serious?
Dead serious, young fella. If we don't have your new system installed within 72 hours of booking, we'll pay you $500 cash. You know, back in my day...
72 hours? Kelvin, can you even move that fast?
Anyway, that's the old-fashioned way of doing things, Chili. We respect a neighbor's time. We show up when we say we will, and we hustle until the job is done right.
It pays to use Reading Heating and Air. Restrictions apply. Visit ReadingHeatingAir.com to schedule your 72-hour install today.
Don't wait. Let's get to work.
Reading Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and the Bot, streaming live at KCNRradio.com. Takes you right to our website, news, who our guests are there in the week, weather, takes you to every one of our sponsors. You just click on them, you go straight to their websites.
Going to be 99
All of
today.
Our archives for our local shows are on there. If you missed one, you can go back and listen.
In the heat of summer, Riverfront Playhouse presents Blithe Spirit, a cool woody farce by esteemed playwright Noel Coward. This is going to be July 24th through August 9th, and we've got a couple wonderful tickets to give away. Written during World War II, speaking of talking about veterans, proven to be an unexpected triumph, winning nearly 2,000 performances in London's West End and setting a record at the time. More than 80 years later, Coward's razor-sharp wit, clever dialogue, and unforgettable characters continue to captivate audiences around the world. So if you want to go, we've got a couple tickets here on KCNR that... you've got to come in because it's actually...
They're vouchers.
They're vouchers. So you come in and get that and you get your tickets. But, these are for a performance of your choice, the 24th at 7:30, Saturday, July 25th at 2, or Sunday, July 26th at 2. Great way to go, to the Riverfront Playhouse. Get a little Noel Coward fun.
Give us a call, 530-605-4567.
Yeah.
Our guest is Jim Richards, who is heading up the North Valley Stand Down, which is when veterans are kind of down on their luck in many cases. You know, some cases homeless, others are living in cars or whatever. This is an organization that has put together a whole group of local facilities, DMV, veterinarians, dentists, doctors, barbers, and people there to help them, to give them a hand up here. It's not just giving them stuff. It's a hand up to help them get moving on with their lives. And if I think I've captured that right.
Yes, sir.
And so, but it takes people to do it. And this year, they've usually had this one, they've had one cook. That's been doing it for years from Enterprise, the chef out there who is a veteran. And he, but he's taken this year. So you're looking for people that can cook, organizations.
Yes.
And I can think of two or three organizations that may do this. It happens October 15th, 16th, and 17th. The veterans and their families, and we're seeing families coming in here. It gives them employment help. It gives them help getting ID cards. It helps getting their driver's licenses back sometimes.
Exactly.
All of these things to help. And it's all under one roof. They stay there the 15th and 16th, arrive on the 15th and spend the night, and the 16th, and then the 17th, that's the last day.
That's the last day, yes. So,
and clothing?
They get clothing. They get showers, whatever they need, we get. We've been getting a lot of stuff. We have two storage sheds full of stuff that we need to get out. This year we're asking for veterans organizations to help us, not just by donating money there, but by coming and volunteering there. We need help with this.
Shasta Marines voted yesterday, the other day.
Yes, sir.
To donate $500.
Yes, sir.
To the, I don't know, did somebody call you and tell you that?
Frank Rose.
Frank did, yeah.
Good man.
To donate that to you because it's a great cause.
He's our PO guy.
He's
into everything.
He was in here yesterday. Yeah. I just, it's kind of like Barbara Harrison. I don't argue. I just say, okay, what days, what
right.
time, that
right.
kind of thing. So we've got like 4 minutes left. Tell us a couple of, a success story that you've seen, Jim. Because you've been there a long time.
Like I said, we had one that was an officer that got out to become a sheriff and was froze. And he got drunk driving, and we helped with the courts, having them help us.
Yeah.
Got that cleared, and he went back in. We've had a gentleman that came here and unfortunately, his divorce, his wife got a lot of stuff and
got everything.
He came back and we had court there, and he wound up getting custody of his daughters. And
wow,
that made the big thing there with everybody. The whole place just applauded for him. It was
amazing.
And we've had some other ones where just driver's license is a big thing for they can go to work.
Mm-hmm.
There. Some of it we've helped get people to go back to their families back east. We've given them tickets and stuff like that to go back there, and we get letters from them.
Uh-huh.
A lot of it is even I've gotten letters from little kids at some of the schools around here. Thank you for helping my uncle.
Wow.
Me. You know,
okay.
Things like that. And it does. Like I said, it's just a hand up, not a handout. And it's to guide you.
Besides just money, what other things do you need to have donated here?
Help.
Mainly it's time and volunteers.
Time and
help
volunteers.
Help to move the stuff, help get it set up.
Yes, sir.
The organizations bring their own people, but.
Yes, they do.
Again, we need cooks.
Cooks, people that know how to run forklift, people that know how to, manage security, people who can go in and work in supply and hand out clothes.
We're not talking armed security here. We're talking about just making sure that people coming in are the ones they're supposed to.
Right.
And they're in kind of like a fire watch. We walk around, make sure where people are sleeping, making sure they're okay. Male and female are separated.
Yes.
There's bathrooms out there, there's showers, there's all of this.
We even have facility for kids. And
yeah.
We have.
Because we're starting to see kids.
Right.
There.
Right. We have some of them, like I said, we call ourselves MPs out there. And there is no problems that we've had that we couldn't handle. The most difficult one we had was some guy trying to smuggle some beer through the fence, and that was it. He got caught. But other than that, we just need some help.
If that's the biggest problem you've had, you haven't had any problems there.
No.
Hey, Jim, okay, so people want to help. So how do they do that? How do they reach out?
You get up off your duff, go grab your phone, and you call me. You call me at 530-356-0342, and I will check you out and see where you need to go and what you want to do and what you can do. And we'll get you there. Like I said, there's not one penny goes out to anybody. And,
well, let me see. You're
going
to need, if you've got a pickup truck.
Yes.
And for moving things from the warehouse over to Shasta. So if you've got a pickup or a trailer, that could be a big help, right?
Yes. On the 14th, we're going to need pickups and trailers. You call my number, again, 530-356-0342, and we will line you out and get you there. We'll get all everything moved down there. We're going to need some guys with big arms and muscles and to help unload some of this stuff.
Okay, it's 530-356-0342. We're going to put it on our Facebook site. And this is a great event. This is a chance to help. And, you know, it's not all not all 3 days. You can come out for one day. It's
exactly.
And if you know anybody who wants to cook, and I'm thinking of two or three organizations that might just want to jump in there for that.
Good.
So, Jim, thank you so much for what you do for our veterans.
Thank you for allowing me to come here.
Okay. We're going to take a break for the news, and hopefully we have House Realty.
Casey Narsh, Chester Redding.
Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Arnett Thomason. Lettuce from Mexico has been identified as the culprit in a widespread outbreak of a nasty diarrhea-inducing ailment. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the shredded iceberg lettuce was served at Taco Bell eateries in five states, Indiana, Kentucky and Michigan, Ohio, and West Virginia. Is communist China messing with the U.S. elections? President Trump says it is. You can probably guess Beijing's response.
On Thursday night, in an address to the nation, President Donald Trump said this.
China and other countries have been trying to meddle in our elections. Evidence of fraud has been buried.
Now China has responded, saying it has never interfered in U.S. elections and has no interest in doing so. And China says Washington should stop making what it says are groundless accusations. Donna Water, Washington.
Britain gets a new prime minister next week, and newly minted Labour Party leader Andy Burnham is the man.
The centre-left party will announce the results of a leadership contest to replace departing Prime Minister Keir Starmer, in which Burnham was the only contender. He had secured nominations from 379 of the 403 Labour lawmakers in the House of Commons as of Thursday night. Burnham, the former mayor of Greater Manchester, has been prime minister in waiting for weeks, but he has revealed little details about his policy priorities. After winning a special election for a seat in Parliament a month ago, he pledged to build a politics, quote, based on unity and hope, and an economy that spreads growth evenly across the country. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Air quality advisories and alerts stretch from the Midwest through the Ohio Valley, the Great Lakes, Mid-Atlantic, and the Northeast. A result of hundreds of wildfires that continue to rage north of the border in Canada. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down 73 points, the Nasdaq off 419 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Are you tired of feeling lousy? Maybe you had a scare at your last checkup or just walking hurts? When enough is enough, call PhD Weight Loss. When I had enough 4 years and 53 pounds ago, I knew I couldn't do it alone. I'm Mike Gallagher for PhD Weight Loss. Best phone call I ever made. They were right with me. They still are today. Right now, mention Mike. You'll get 2 free weeks added to the program, and they'll pay for the cost of your food. $1,500 value. Call 864-644-1900. 864-644-1900 or visit myphdweightloss.com.
Maybe this is you too. There is enormous frustration right now with healthcare costs. It's amazing. Healthcare costs for families in the last 20 years have almost tripled, and it just keeps getting worse. All this to say, this is why MediShare is so in demand right now. People are looking for alternatives, and MediShare is proven. And yeah, you could save thousands of dollars a year and actually like it more. Here's the number. They're easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
A new dollar coin honoring America's 250th anniversary features the image of a familiar face.
We are saying so long to the penny, but now the U.S. Mint is about to make a new gold-colored coin worth $1, and it will have President Trump's face etched on it next to the words, "In God We Trust." Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent saying the new coin is in commemoration of the country's 250th birthday and will have the years 1776 to 2026 printed on it. The new coin is currently in production and is expected to be in circulation this fall. Laura Winters reporting.
Overnight Russian attacks on Ukraine killed at least 4 civilians, wounded 20, according to Ukrainian President Zelensky. The attacks coming as Zelensky deals with a political crisis after firing his popular defense minister. That dismissal sparking public protests and unrest within the military leadership. News and analysis, townhall.com.
The British government wants FIFA to investigate Argentina's soccer team.
That comes after Argentine players posed with a banner claiming sovereignty over the Falkland Islands. That incident happened after Argentina defeated England 2-1 in a World Cup semifinal. The banner read, "The Falkland Islands are Argentine." FIFA rules ban political messaging, and the team could face disciplinary action. A UK spokesman calls the behavior entirely inappropriate. Jason Walker reporting.
SpaceX's next Starship test flight is on hold until at least next week after yesterday's launch was scrubbed at the last minute. The mega rocket was preparing to blast off from Texas when some of its engines failed to ignite. Without all 33 engines firing, the automatic launch system halted everything amid billowing clouds of smoke and vapor. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 17th of July, 8:05 in the morning, and the news, top of the hour, is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center and Linda. We have Susan on the line.
Oh, good morning, and welcome to our Market Minute with Susan Eastman, the Vice President of Stifel Investments. And we are so happy to hear from you, Susan. What's going on?
Well, today the averages are down, mostly in the tech sector. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 65 points at 52,042. The S&P 500 down 65 points at 7,468. The NASDAQ composite losing 345 points at 25,536. Active stocks this morning, SpaceX down $6 a share at $125.12. Intel down $3.17, trading at $93.81. NVIDIA down $3.63 at $203.68 per share. Oracle bucking the trend up $1.44 at $125.66. In the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is priced to yield 4.527%. Over to commodities, gold is up $20 an ounce at $4,015, silver up 14 cents at $56 an ounce, and crude oil trading higher at $80 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President Investment, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Well, good morning, Susan. Okay, so now let me ask you, and since you've been doing this, how many years now?
Oh, 30.
So imagine 30 years ago, if you invested, let's say, $1,000 for gold.
Oh, you would be, because gold went over $5,000,
you'd
be very happy.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's always pullbacks in between the years.
Well, but
commodities move up and down.
Yeah, but
you need
oil,
an expert.
Oil went to 110 or something, and now it went, then it went down to 60, now it's 80.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this is why you have somebody like, that's why you have Susan, because let Susan worry about all that. And make you money.
That's what I do.
Yeah, that's what
that's
she
exactly.
does.
Exactly. So, like, if you are looking at your 401, you're trying to figure, or you just maybe inherited some money, and you're trying to just figure out where you're going and what you're doing, Stifel Investments, that's Susan Eastman. She's located at Park Marina, a local person that we've known for many, many years. Respect and appreciate her as a presence. And with her knowledge, 30 years in the business, plus that Susan Eastman, give her a call at 530-244-7199, or you can go to Eastman S at Stifel, that's STIFEL.com. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you, everyone. Take
you
care.
Bet.
Bye-bye.
Have a beautiful day.
Okay.
Let's get to the weather. Okay, it looks like we're going to have around 98.
Wait a minute, it's National 17 Day. No, yeah, I don't even go there.
Natural Yellow Pig Day.
It's Yellow Pig Day.
And beach
Cameron, don't even ask what this is about. We'll tell you during the break. You don't want to get into it again. Linda goes on. She'll go on a 10-minute soliloquy about what that is.
So 17 yellow pigs. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, yeah, something like that. But anyway, so let's do, before we go into like the whole ha-ha tongue-in-cheek, but it's not. Today, it looks like we're under triple digits here with our highs today of around 98. Overnight lows of 66. Tomorrow's calling for 99. Overnight lows of 67. I mean, we don't have any big high winds. It looks like it's all just kind of calm and variable. So what you're looking at today is what we're going to probably have according to the forecast through Monday and Tuesday. Nothing over the triple digits, all under. Beautiful lower skies. We're going to be giving away tickets to the Colt 45 game. This is the kind of night you want to go out and watch a game. This is the kind of night that you want to go out and enjoy the breeze on the river. I know last night I was down with some friends on the river, and it was absolutely gorgeous, and that was just around, like, say, 6:30, 7 o'clock. So we do have beautiful weather ahead of us here, but I want you also to know that our weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. They have been with us since day one. We are going to be going on 17 years of being on the air as of December 14th. We're going into our 17th year. And thank you to our sponsors. Shasta Gas Propane has been with us since the beginning. It's a veteran-owned company, the Kinney family, three generations strong. They have done amazing things, and we've watched them grow and hold their integrity level to the highest. They give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793, located in Anderson. And now we're back with somebody else who's been here, generational strong, and has been doing so much with the integrity. You don't stay in the business and not have great integrity. Welcome, Cameron Middleton.
And House of Realty, the oldest standing real estate firm
in Shasta County.
Shasta County, that's right. 1965.
Correct.
1965, my gosh.
And once again, for the record, I was not there for the grand opening. Not that old, even close. Dad was.
Yeah, it's been a month. Well, really 3 weeks, because we had to shift you because of pancake. What was that?
Yeah, we did have pancake breakfast.
Somewhere in there.
So we moved. Yep.
Okay, got it. Anyway, so what's the latest in the real estate market here?
Well, volume is up from last year. So looking at the summer numbers, I mean, again, it's kind of, you have to look at this seasonally. So we're in July. So you've got some ups and downs. People that have families are able to move right now because they're able to, you know, the kids are out of school, so you see certain activity.
Right.
So there is an increase. But going with this quarter versus same quarter last year, we're up about 16% volume-wise. Rates still continue to be a bit high, so we're up at about 7 when I left the house.
Wow.
And I don't see those coming down anytime soon. I mean, what's going on with the Federal Reserve? There's a lot of pressure still on inflation. Most of the, I think, 9 of the Fed governors or members of the committee for the Fed, as of the last meeting minutes, stated they were probably thinking about raising rates, maybe leaving them the same, certainly not dropping them. So I don't see the rates coming down really anytime in the immediate future. That said, I think we have, you know, again, seeing some higher volume, seeing, you know, what we've got going in July, we haven't had much of a fire season yet. And so I think part of it, too, is looking at that, working on some homes right now in rural areas outside of town in the county. I was photographing a listing about 2-3 weeks ago, and while we were doing the photographs, the drone footage, a fire started and showed up in a bunch of the drone photos. So, and that was out west of town into the county. I think it might have been the one off of, Bear Mountain Road?
Bear Mountain Road, yeah.
Right.
So, again, it's one of those, it's starting to pop up, and that puts a little bit of apprehension.
There's got to be a little consternation that, you know, when you go there, because as we've talked about it, I mean, even if you've hardened your house, and supposedly, insurance companies are supposed to take a look at that and give you a break. Are you seeing that happen?
They are. And sometimes if you put in good systems, you really are taking care of your ladder fuels, your zones 1, 2, and 3,
and you've done the home hardening, maybe even put in some fire suppression. You do that, what it may do in some of these really high fire severity zones, it may not get you a better rate, but it'll get you the insurance. So you may not have to go with Fairplan. You actually get some insurance. I've got one listed right now where they put in after the car fire, which have got onto the property, didn't hurt the house. They've got an 8-station, 2-inch pipe fire suppression system with a fire hose the whole nine yards. So a lot of people are starting to make that a priority. Excuse me. I went out to Muletown Road the other day, and again, looking at all the homes out there, people are really conscious. Cutting down the weeds, mowing the grass, getting it done. Of course, if you're going to mow that grass, do it in the morning. I think the guy that started the Bear Mountain Fire, he got arrested, I believe.
Is that right? He was cutting his grass in the afternoon.
In the afternoon at 104.
With the wind blowing.
Oblivious.
It's kind of like at Texas Creek. The guy was doing target practice in the gulch over there, one of the draws, and the spark caused a fire. That's all it takes. And you know, Texas Springs, which, you know, I'm not trying to make it harder for you, but Texas Springs is one of the most beautiful housing areas.
Gorgeous out there, Montgomery Creek,
But they're out there surrounded by the wildland. And, I mean, you're talking million-dollar houses out there, and if not more in some cases, because they have land and all this. And, it behooves them to keep everything around them cut back. Yeah. But we have to take a quick break here. Let's just take a break. You know, when we get back in our next segment, we're going to give away some Colt 45 tickets. Season's coming to an end here pretty soon, so we want to give away all of our tickets. So be ready. We'll be right back.
When does it end?
It's the year of the horse, and your luck is running wild at Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us for our $100,000 Year of the Horsepower Swipe to Win. Play and enter to win a brand new Ford Mustang, a legendary car, and a massive win. Drawings Thursdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. for a chance to win up to $250 in free slot play. Cash drawings June 25th and July 30th. Final drawing Thursday, August 27th, where you could win up to $1,500 for a brand new Mustang. Your adventure begins here. Wind River Resort and Casino.
Everybody calls us Alliance.
Stay cool this summer with a new qualified AC system from Alliance. If your current AC is struggling to keep up, now is the perfect time to upgrade. With payments starting at just $114 a month, comfort may be more affordable than you think. Don't wait until the summer heat is already here. Call Alliance today at 2212-642. Again, 2212-642. Alliance Heating and Air. Everybody calls us.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're calling in the bot, streaming live at kcnrradio.com. No, I'm in my laid back.
Yeah.
I am my laid back.
Yes, you are.
Voice. Okay. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Hey, Shasta Regional Medical Center is proud to be the only hospital running to earn five consecutive A grades from the LeapFrog Group for patient safety. It's a national standard of excellence and a recognition of the quality care they deliver every day. Patient safety, quality care, health care you can count on.
All right.
Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Absolutely.
That was so laid back.
Yeah.
No,
totally.
See, I like being laid back, but that wasn't. That was more of a...
Friday
get in
voice.
There. And speaking of that, we have Cameron Middleton from House Realties is here. Talking about real estate and, you know, that makes a big point. You know, when they talk about fires, that just doesn't help the housing market.
No. And again, when you have to go through photos you just took and make sure you take out the ones that show the smoke columns,
yeah,
not a good thing, right?
But I will tell you, it seems to me over the past couple of years, but this year I'm really watching it, when they get a report of a smoke plume, there are aircraft in the air. They just don't send out a team. I mean, they are hitting it.
And they can go from one to the other, the Bear Mountain Road one.
Yeah.
A few hours later on Placer.
Yeah.
Towards Buelltown Road, towards Texas Springs. And my son goes to summer camp at Grant. And I wasn't sure if he was back from their little field trip thing yet or not, but I mean, it was like, okay, great. We got a fire on Placer. They've got one there mopping up on Bear Mountain Road. Are they going to be able to get crews? And of course, at our office down there on Placer in Oregon, we saw all the fire trucks go past the office to go out to Bear Mountain. Then we saw them all going the other way. Once they figured out where it was, it's like, okay, I got to go get the kid because if they block the road, and I can't get in and get them, we've got a problem.
Yeah.
And, of course, the bigger problem I have, my son Cole is a great kid, just finished second grade. He's 8 years old, but he's the type, he's an organizer, he's a go-getter, and I'm afraid he's the one that would probably just hijack the bus, get all the kids, throw them on, organize them, and get out of there, go through the blockade.
We like that.
Hey,
he's a leader.
I have a question. So the place where I'm living right now, the homeowner is trying to make some improvements. They had inspectors come out, tell him you need to do these things before we give you whatever kind of clearance you need to do that. So he did those things. They came out again and said, oh, here's some more things you have to deal with. I mean, it just seems like there's a lot of hoops that are ridiculous that you have to jump through. What do you have to say about that?
No, and that's something I actually kind of wanted to cover today. I mean, is some of these inspections and things. I've had a couple of escrows, a couple of deals here recently where due diligence really came into play. And one of the things that happens when you do inspections, and it's difficult, home inspectors, pest inspectors, all kinds of inspectors have a limited range and scope of what they can do. So if they think, for example, hey, wait a minute, I went underneath the house, I see that you've got a shower pan that's leaking, and that water's been coming through. It's causing dry rot, causing fungus and issues with the wood. We got to cut some of it out, but we have to take out the shower. We have to take out your shower pan, and we got to take out a little bit of wall to do it. Well, the pest inspector, by pest, we mean wood. Anything to do with wood.
Right.
They look at that and they go, listen, we can't tell you how much it's going to cost until you take it all apart. We dig in there. We get into that wood. It could, there could be more problems. Then they're not the ones that are going to rebuild your bathroom. So then you got to go get a contractor who's got to give you a bid on how much it's going to take to rebuild that shower and everything else. And you don't, he can't give you an accurate bid until the work's done by the pest inspector. It makes it very difficult. And so, yeah, that's not uncommon to see that. Sometimes you kind of dig in and you get a bit of a Pandora's box. Sometimes it's easy, it's fine. Other times it can really be a problem, and it's one of the real reasons. And again, you're talking about a landlord type situation that they're thorough, that you make sure you've got multiple people on it. So like I say, it may just not be the one inspector. It, you want to have multiple people taking a look at it. And the other issue is it's why you want to do it before you list the house.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So many times it's so important to go do at least a home inspection, maybe a pest inspection, prior to listing the house. Because you don't want those type of surprises. Because you get into an escrow, now all of a sudden you thought it was, you know, $1,400 worth of work, now it's $8,000 or $15,000. And that's why, you know, sometimes you find mold. Somebody goes in, mold inspections are becoming more prevalent.
Mm-hmm.
So you have mold inspectors that go in and they have devices that measure mold particles in the air. So it's an air test. They have things that can kind of see through the wall and see moisture. But if they go, yeah, hey, we think we've got, you know, mold in the walls, you have to take the walls apart. Mm-hmm. You don't know until those walls come apart whether or not you've got severe mold, minor mold, what type of mold. It really is an interesting issue. The other thing, too, look at all the different inspections. A lot of people just do a home and a pest,
mm-hmm.
especially if you're in the county. If you've got a pool, get a pool inspection. If you have a septic, get it pumped, get it tested. Septics are really can be a really tricky issue. And what they can do with septic tanks, and this has become a big problem. There was legislation passed some years back. And I think it was an issue in Santa Barbara where they had some leach fields from some septic systems that contaminated a creek. Well, by doing that, they went and said, okay, we need to revamp these rules. So it used to be a $2,000-$3,000 fix to put in a new septic. Now can be $20,000-$30,000. And if you've got to tear into concrete and other things, landscaping, it can be much worse.
Wow.
But it's the thing of it, too, is, and I've seen this so many times, look at the house. Look at the size of the tank. When they do the inspection, is it 900 gallons, 1,100? Is it 1,200-gallon tank? Is it 1,500-gallon tank? Septic tanks are regulated, even the ones in the city, by Shasta County Environmental Health. And they require a certain size tank depending upon the number of bedrooms. So if you take a three-bedroom house and you add on and convert it to a four- or five-bedroom, sure, fine. And sometimes people do it without permit.
Mm-hmm.
Not a big deal, you know, as much of a big deal. But then when you go back to retroactively permit it, they're going to tell you, oh, wait, you need a 1,500-gallon septic tank. Now you've got a $30,000 problem.
Right.
That you have to upgrade before they're going to go ahead and give you the permit.
Because when the inspector comes in, he's going to look at, you've got a five-bedroom house or a four-bedroom house instead of a three-bedroom house. Instead of a 1,200-gallon septic, you need 1,500-gallon. And it's not like adding another section onto your septic tank.
The other thing is that there's rules when you have to get the permit to increase the size. A lot of these are grandfathered in. A lot of these were around here were done in the 50s, 60s, 70s.
Yeah, sure.
The problem you have is, okay, with the new rules, and I had this happen on a house. Actually, it's down near the where the alternative custody facility is proposed. This was back in 07, I think, somewhere in there. Things were still hot, 06. And there was this great price on this house, six-bedroom, 2,300 square feet. I don't remember the price, but it was ridiculous, and three-quarters of an acre. And the phones just started blazing off the hook. Everybody wanted to go see this house. God, what a steal. This is great.
Yeah.
Go down and take a look. It's pretty obvious. three bedrooms and about 700 square feet were added on without permit. It was shoddy work. They were added on. Okay, fine, no permit. So what if you just go back and get them permitted? Not the biggest deal in the world, hardest thing to do. Well, now you're talking about a much larger septic system. And the way that it, the rules read.
Because it's close to the river.
It was too close to the river, setbacks, driveway, other issues, and there was a pump or something nearby, a well. You couldn't get the permit. They would not let you increase the size of the septic and get the permit to put a new one in so that you could, so basically nobody could ever count those three bedrooms or that extra 700 feet of square footage. So somebody ended up buying the house, finding out, okay, we've bought this house, 2,300 feet, six bedroom. Nope, it's a 3-2 and it's only 1,600 square feet. And they, I don't know exactly who it was, but they lost out on that. That's why it's really, really important on septic systems. Check these out. Check the rules. Check the size, especially in the county.
Okay. We're here with Cameron Middleton from House Realty. And that was a good question, Alex, because, you know, you get in, because you probably see a lot of the older homes have had things that are, well, when you sold us, built in the 40s, but had at least two bedrooms added onto it. You know, the old garage is gone, but I'm sure it was all permitted, according to you.
We can only
Do we need
hope.
To go to break? Or?
We can only hope.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. In fact, I'm going there today. They are a great barbershop. Been around since 1960. Not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. I get great haircuts there. Never had a bad one. I can make an appointment so it fits into my schedule by either you using Booksy. You go into Reading and Cypress Square Barbershop or give them a call at 530-244-9478. It's a great place to get a haircut. Great barbers down there, Tim and Logan. And like I said, I've never had a bad haircut there. And it's man's last stronghold. It's a barbershop, my friends. It is not a hair salon. And we'll be right back with House Realty.
Listen to the music, how it makes you feel. But when you feel it, give me a sign. I sing or dance along, you get the feeling real good. And we'll all be feeling fine. La 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 la.
Hi friends, R.C. here from Tobacco and Brew, sharing this month's Cigar of the Humidor. H. Upman Sunrise, grown, fermented, and aged at the A.J. Fernandez factory, this stick is medium in body, offering an Ecuadorian Connecticut seed wrapper, along with robust, hand-selected Nicaraguan long filler. Notes of coffee, cedar, and nuts make this a perfect cigar for any time of day. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I'm the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal Think Pink. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Redding Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
It's time to settle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munsick to the Event Center stage. Friday, July 24th. Rising fast and bringing his signature sound, Ian brings the west to the rest. Tickets are just $60 plus fees. But they won't last long, so don't wait.
Must be 21 to attend.
Make it a country night to remember. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket.
Dust off those boots.
Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Orman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free. What is love?
Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot, streaming live at KCNRradio.com. And I got two tickets for the Colt 45 games, two tickets to the first caller at 530-605-4567. And the boys of summer are tearing it up out there. The other day they had two grand slams.
Wow.
And a home run by one player.
Unbelievable.
This is kind of like historical for something. I mean, for around here, it's history. But even in all of baseball, two grand slams and another home run is something that is rare.
That's
so that's the kind of people, that's kind of players they have on the Colts game,
that's
team.
At least nine RBIs right there.
I think it
three
was,
home runs.
You since his eight. I think he had 11
RBIs. Was there
RBIs.
Somebody else on base?
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. And then they scored 13 runs that night by home runs.
There's players that don't do that in a season.
Oh, no. So I've got two tickets. Give us a call, 605-4567, and score these tickets here. And the season's coming to an end here at the end of July, beginning of August. Hey, I'm here with Cameron Middleton from House Realty, the dean of realtors around here. Was founded in 1965 and is the oldest. You know what? I call him surviving. Oldest surviving real estate firm in Shasta County. Because when you've been around that long, and, you know, realty companies come and go. I mean, they just do. Most of them go. And so... You're doing something right there.
And the ups and downs in the market. I mean, I never really realized that until we hit the, you know, big recession and the market crash in 08, 09, you know, back then, 2010, 11. So, yeah, it's the ups and downs.
You remember Linda and I were looking at selling the house back in 07, and we had that. And then everything just started coming apart right then.
It really was. It was almost a week. That when all of a sudden we saw that shift.
Yeah, we had that one offer, and we thought, well, I think we can do better than that. Probably if we were going to sell it, we should have taken that one because you brought in it. You know, it was a decent offer, but it was, you know, because we figured,
Yeah, there was an identifiable peak when that happened. And where we saw it was actually out at, is it Shasta Hills? Sunset Hills, pardon me, out there on Bowman Road.
Yeah.
By the way station.
Yeah.
Down there between Cottonwood and Red Bluff. And they had all those parcels, that new subdivision out there with the large estate size parcels. And I remember when they first opened that up, gave us the white paper, said, okay, we're going to offer these for sale. And the market was so hot. They said, okay, if you're going to give us an offer on these, we will only consider the offer if it is full price, all cash, 30-day escrow. You're paying for closing costs. This, you can't ask for that. You can't ask for utilities. You can't. I mean, they laid out the terms, and the people that bought them had to follow all those terms when they turned in an offer. It was so hot. And literally, all of a sudden, one week, they quit selling.
Wow.
They quit selling, and we're all going, wait a minute. what's going on here. And it was really interesting. And I think we look at what's going on now with Iran and a number of things, inflation, et cetera. It's a fragile market. It always is. And I look back on that back in you know, 08 and in that time frame. The real final trigger, the thing that actually triggered a lot of that down spiral and crossed that peak was Hurricane Katrina. So if you remember back everybody was building a house. Everybody's building spec houses. You know, there were people who, you know, were building houses and they thought a 2x4 was something you got it in and out. And, you know, they didn't know what they were doing, but people were getting these construction loans, land loans, you know, all these. I mean, there was loans coming out of everywhere, and they went and were doing these construction loans. And all of a sudden, because the market was so hot, it was no problem to build them, and then you could sell them for a profit right away.
Mm-hmm.
But Katrina needed all those materials for the rebuild.
I remember
for
that.
Entire, to redo everything down
and
there.
They sucked up. Everything from all the United States, wood, world,
everything. Yeah. I mean, glass, windows, you name it. And all of a sudden, these builders who had these construction loans they didn't have the materials to get the houses built, and it delayed them, and they started a default on the construction loans. Then it was the next ones, and the next, and the mortgage loans.
So how accurate was the movie The Big Short?
Accuracy, they took a lot of liberty, but I will say what I liked about The Big Short was that it really explained well how some of these things occurred and what went wrong and what the problems were. I think there were some other factors such as, you know, Lehman Brothers, Bear Stearns, some of these investment banks, what happened with them, Wachovia. But I think it really illustrated in a good way, here's what went wrong.
Yeah.
Here's where things were an issue. Yep. But, yeah, there was a lot of liberty taken in terms of accuracy.
If I remember that movie, I don't remember that movie very much at all. It's probably time to go back and look at it. But these guys were cheering. They were going to take these guys down. And I think their boss said something to the effect that, do you realize what you're cheering for? He said, our economy is going to tank because of this. And you're cheering about it, you know, because, you know, you've caught them. You know, with all this. You mentioned something. You said an all-cash offer. I thought when you bought a house because you got the loan, that was a cash offer, but it's not. Am I right?
Correct. It's not.
Okay.
And this is something that's a very good question. This is something
which
that
confuses me.
That we have a lot of good questions today.
You
I like it.
And this is a great question because this is something that I really have an issue with, and it happens from time to time. When you're filling out an offer, it is very clear. It asks you, is this an all-cash offer, or is this are you getting a loan? Are you getting a first and or a second? How are you doing this?
Yeah.
So, and is it contingent upon something else selling? Oh, critical.
Yeah, I understand
and
the
number of times I've seen people say, oh, yeah, hey, it's a cash offer. And then you come to find out 30 days later, like, why aren't we closing? Well, the home equity line that we put in for hasn't yet been approved, and we need that money for the closing. And whoa, wait a minute. You said this was an all-cash offer, and now you're telling me that you've got an equity line or some loan that you're trying to get. The other one, too, that's big is private loans. So somebody's getting a private loan. They're getting a private note through somebody, and so they go, oh, yeah, it's basically going to be cash. Well, no, you need to put that in the offer. It's got to be in the contract. You need to be able to see that that's the issue. Because if a buyer's got two, or a seller's got two offers in front of them, maybe three or four, they need to be able to truly evaluate the strength of those offers and the risk involved with taking it off the market, putting it in escrow with somebody based upon that. The other thing is, a lot of times people come in with a cash offer, they will want a discount. Right. Hey, I'm going to pay you all cash. It's going to be
quicker.
It's
because they have that truly is what it is. They've got $800,000 in an account because they just sold a home or something like that. So they don't have to go through a bank. They don't have to go through anything else. The cash is there. So of course you want to take that offer in front of I have to get a loan or I have to get a HELOC or whatever it is.
All the other terms the same. Somebody's getting loan price. Everything. All the other terms are the same.
Cash.
take the cash over the other, less risk of something happening, you don't have an appraisal. The key to that is get proof of funds. As soon as they say, hey, it's a cash offer, I don't care if it's Elon Musk putting it up. I want to see the cash. I want to see it in an account, want to see where it's at, where it's coming from, that it's available, and get that deposit in. It's just something as sellers you really want to take a look at, because I've seen it time and time again where, oh, no, this is cash, and then you come to find out there's some type of loan being committed to.
There's a loan, someplace in it. I have friends in the mortgage industry. And you remember the house that you showed Linda and I and her parents that we all loved? And
I thought we weren't supposed to talk about that.
Well,
Linda,
she's out of the room. She's out of the room. We can talk about this. But I found out later on that from a friend down in Southern California, says, you should have just called. He said, we'd do a bridge loan for you in a heartbeat. And I went, so what's a bridge loan? Is that?
So bridge loans are usually short-term loans.
Yeah.
And this becomes, it's tricky. Not a lot of people do them, and most lending institutions don't do them. Say you are going to, you put your house on the market, you list that, you're going to buy another. And you, your house goes into escrow right away, 30-day escrow. You're still trying to get yours, the one you're buying, put together and closed. Now you go, okay, my house is going to be closing on August 1st. But the house I'm going to buy, right, I've got an issue. It's not going to be closing, or pardon me, my listing's August 1st. The house I'm trying to buy is going to be closing on July 15th, 2 weeks ahead.
Okay.
Well, I don't have those funds. So what somebody does is they come in, and usually it's a bit of a higher interest rate, and it's short term. But they say, okay, I'm going to loan you the money to buy this house that you're buying.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as yours sells, you know, you're going to immediately pay me back. So it's a short-term loan. That way, if there's an issue with closing simultaneously, which can happen, you can close two houses on the same day. There can be issues with that. There's a risk. But it allows you to have that gap, that bridge, between when you're buying the first one and when you're actually getting the proceeds. Problem is if yours falls out,
now you're on the hook.
Now you're on the hook. Or the lender, the person who loaned you the money, doesn't have the money back.
Yeah.
So there's some risk to it. A lot of times it's private money. It's investors, individual people through private money that are able to do that. They make they have a fee, a little bit of interest on it. They are able to make a little bit of money off of it. They take a look, go, all right, this looks like it's probably going to go through. And they were able to do the bridge loan. But it's something, if you think that's going to happen with your specific scenario, you want to make sure you've got that lined up in advance. You don't want to be trying to find a bridge loan at the very last minute. That gets tough.
Yeah. Okay. We're here with Cameron Middleton, obviously a true expert when it comes to the real estate world, from House Realty. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Get ready for a night of pure country gold. A true star and entertainer, Tracy Lawrence, is coming to the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center stage Saturday, September 5th.
Sing along to the hits that defined a generation.
Tickets start at just $55.
Time marches on.
Don't let the show pass you by.
Get your tickets today.
Must be 21 to attend.
For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Grab your boots. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palos Eagle locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Looking for quality outdoor gear while supporting a local veteran-owned business? Check out NorCal Outfitters, proudly based right here in Redding, California. Built on a passion for the outdoors and the values that make our community strong, NorCal Outfitters offers apparel and gear designed for hunters, anglers, outdoorsmen, and anyone who loves the outdoor lifestyle. And right now, we're excited to announce our partnership with Ultimate Predator Outfitters to give you a chance to win an incredible three-day guided California hog hunt experience. Your ticket includes lodging, expert guides, and the opportunity to create memories that last a lifetime. Whether you're a seasoned hunter or looking to experience your first guided hunt, this is an opportunity you won't want to miss. Support local, support veteran owned, and enter today by purchasing your raffle tickets at ncofit.com. That's ncofit.com. NorCal Outfitters, born for the wild, worn for life.
Don't pull your love out on me, baby. If you do, then I'll think to maybe I'll just lay me down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Who did that song? I don't remember.
Oh gosh, it was like
who?
It's a band. It's like three names, and I can't remember.
Great tune, though.
It was at Three Dog Night.
No. It's like Randall and blah and blah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. No, I know what you're talking about. Hey, honey, who did "Don't Pull Your Love Out on Me, Baby"?
Oh, that was a one-time hit.
Yeah. Sometime something Frank and something.
Yes, a one-time hit. Saw them once in a lounge in Las Vegas after like years after, and they were that was the
Hamilton, Frank, and something else.
Okay.
Wow. Hey, good on you. And I love this classical music.
Right.
This is really,
if I know that Carl likes something, I hit it several times.
Don't pull your love light. Yeah.
Hey, we're here with Karen Middleton from House Realty, and Alex's question was, what's a reverse mortgage?
So a reverse mortgage, and I'm going to give the very base explanation of this, is where if you have a good amount of equity in your home, you can essentially turn around with a reverse mortgage, and instead of where if you had a mortgage, you pay that mortgage.
Every month. Right.
In a reverse mortgage, somebody is actually paying you every month for that. Now, they can be beneficial for certain people in very specific circumstances. So, if there's a lot of criteria. And do you have heirs? Do you have other assets? How much, equity do you have in the home? There are a lot of, pitfalls to it. So you've got to have a very specific set of criteria. You want to go through that with your mortgage lender, with your family, maybe even with a lawyer, but talk to numerous people. If you check all the boxes, it can be helpful and beneficial, especially to seniors at certain points.
Yeah, if they own their home and they need, like, care.
Yeah, but like your heirs, if you have heirs that you want to grant the house to, that's going to become a problem. So if you don't have any heirs, or you do, but you just don't care about them, you're like, to hell with those guys.
Because at the end of it, the company that's paying you money...
They own it. You can't do anything with it. Yeah. You're tied up.
But they... Yeah. I mean, even if it's you take $100,000, I mean, it's... You've got to sign over the whole house or a portion of it?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. That's what you're doing. Okay. Again, I want to make sure not to get too much into the
so
details.
There are people out there, though, that do reverse mortgages, and that's who you want to call.
There are some really good ones out there and people that are very honest and that are very legit. The thing is, there are some fees involved, so you want to make sure that it works for you and that you go through all the potential issues. But if you fit that specific set of criteria, it can be helpful.
Okay. Okay, what else you got there? We were talking due diligence and all this, and then we got into the, making sure you're taking care of your homes and the fires and all that. And and now we're in the real estate market where people can't, with everything that's going on right now, with the cost of everything and the length of time it takes to really develop, you know, we talked, if you had 10 acres, you want to put 5 houses on it. It's from the start to the finish could take 3 years before you even break ground.
Oh, it really can. I mean, even looking at some of the projects around here right now, some of the commercial projects even.
Yeah.
What was it on the news last night? Dunkin' Donuts?
Yeah.
Going to be another month. You know, they're getting everything ready. We're supposed to have their grand opening. Nope, it's going to be a little while.
Yeah.
All these things take extra time.
And that was an existing building, wasn't it?
Yeah, but again, remodel, rehabbing, other things.
Permits.
Makes it tough. So, yeah, you know, again, from that development standpoint, what we are still seeing, it's the larger developments, and it's the affordable housing subsidized complexes that I think we're still going to see occur. Really, we've only got a couple of home builders in the area right now that are building any substantial housing. So, but again, that can be in flux. That can change. Not having that increase in supply, again, we're seeing with these interest rates kind of going up. They're not going to be coming down anytime soon. So we don't foresee a rush or large increase in demand. So, you know, I think what we're probably looking at is a fairly balanced and kind of even market, at least for a little while, maybe through the end of the year.
Okay.
So by looking at that, and you want to take that into account, again, when you're looking to buy, when you're looking to sell, trying to time the market, it's like Susan Eastman would say with timing the stock market. Don't even try to do it. Smartest people in the world have tried to do it and lost fortunes. Same with real estate.
If you're into real estate or stocks, plan on the long. It's the long show.
I'm going to wait till it gets on the rates get under 6 to be able to do that. Yada yada.
To tell you about an article, Cameron, that came out in the Wall Street Journal that talks about boomers were supposed to downsize, they're buying bigger homes instead. This is about a couple who said their daughters they had a 20,000 square foot home. And they recently bought the 5,000 square foot home next door, because they want to be able to have the grandkids stay long, they're far away, or the people are spending money to do the sheet, the extra in-law quarters on the end, but this is what they're talking about, economic powers of an older generation. The boomers are the biggest, money buyers.
Are the boomers the big guys in this?
61 to 70 years old said the main resort for to close their new home was because they wanted more space, up from 4% for that age group in 2016. So that's kind of interesting, isn't it?
You got to have that mudroom.
Bigger kitchen, more bathrooms for the grandkids.
Right, and it's the largest demographic that we're seeing the transactions with right now are retirees, seniors, grandparents wanting to be closer to family. So it's a two-sided coin. I'm going through this right now. In fact, I just got a call and a text I missed from a client who's doing this. They are, quote, downsizing. They're not downsizing by much, let me tell you. It's a little bit. But what they're doing is they're going from two bedrooms or two floors, to two stories to one story.
Right.
Because mobility is an issue.
Well,
so
yeah.
You may be, people may be going from a, and it's a larger parcel.
Right.
Multiple acres down to a portion of an acre. So in some of these cases, they may actually be larger homes. And here's the other part, whether we're seeing people from this area leaving or moving here,
right.
Either way, these seniors want to be closer to family.
Right.
And they're mobile, they've got equity, they don't care as much about the rates,
right.
Whatever. So when they're moving and doing this, if they're moving from the Bay Area and they're moving here.
Right.
I mean, I had somebody that was moving from Seattle that looked at a house I've got here recently, and I mean, it's going to be, it was a seniors, they're downsizing.
Right.
Was the idea, but they're looking at this for what they're going to get for the money.
Yeah.
But what they sell in Seattle and the Cracker Jack box that they live in there to on a postage stamp parcel to what that money gets here, they can't downsize. I mean, they just, even if they only spend half the proceeds, there's still going to be, it's going to be more footage.
I'm going to be curious. We talked about this after Iron Man comes to Reading and people come from all over the country and all over, like 11 countries are going
something
to be
something like that.
How, if we're going to see an uptick,
that would be, you know, plus it's all the people that come with them,
right?
So we're talking around 3,000, 3,500, maybe more coming here. That they may say, because they're obviously outdoors, looking at a place like this says, I can do it all here.
Well, and that's it, too. And again, seeing what they can purchase for this. I mean, I had some people from Brentwood came and looked at a house, and I cannot believe that we get this much house at this point. And it was a seven-figure
house. And then they think something's wrong.
They do. And they go, what is this? And so the other thing, I would be interested to see that statistic with regards to land. So, again, I think a lot of them are probably downsizing maintenance, land.
I'm sorry, but I could go for another hour here. But we got to run. So, Cameron, how do people get a hold of House Realty?
530-241-8300 or get a hold of us at houseofrealty.com.
There you go. Thanks a lot, buddy, for joining
us
today. Hey, everybody, have a wonderful weekend. It's going to be 100, but it's still going to be warm, so take care of yourself and your people, and God bless America.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.